This episode brought to you by Origins, origination technology for today's credit unions. Studio Lounge interviews brought to you by Nakuma, OM Financial, and College Ave Student Loans. Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our continued coverage of Nakuma's Hawaii Conference here on the beautiful island of Kauai. And in the studio lounge, we have College Ave Student Loan's very own Bill Ayers. Bill, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
You are welcome. How's the conference going for you so far?
Well, I have to say this, that it is so refreshing. Everyone here is engaging, very welcoming. And we do a lot of events around the country, as you probably do, and it's not always as engaging and welcoming.
Yes, you're right.
Everybody here is laid back, comfortable in their own shoes, and so they can come out and ask us anything.
Right on.
So it's been a really great couple of days so far.
Yeah, it's a good group in there for sure. And
it is.
And what's been equally refreshing is how interactive the sessions are.
Mm-hmm.
Lots and lots of questions. I'm like blown away by that, because a lot of conferences, as you well know, you go there and sometimes the audience is very quiet and they don't want to ask any questions. But man, these guys are, they're on it. They are asking questions left and right. So
the last session, I'm in the back taking pictures myself of the slides. They're great. We're learning as much as well. This is a fabulous industry.
Yep.
And we're experts in our field, but gosh, we could always learn things.
Oh, no doubt. No doubt. Any highlights so far from the conference? Anything stand out so far?
I would say there are two things, really.
Okay.
We've really gotten involved here with the credit union industry, but this organization in particular, since the springtime. There are people who are coming back to us who
saw us
in spring, saw us in the summer,
mm-hmm.
and they'll come back and say, I remember you, and they continue on the conversation, which is great,
yeah.
because obviously that's what we're here to do, and
right.
if someone's already come in kind of priming the pump, already asking questions, that's fabulous.
Yeah, indeed.
And the second thing is also, and probably getting a little ahead of ourselves, student loans are in the headlines.
Every day. They were just talking about it in the last session.
There you go.
Yeah.
So it's almost as if we have to keep up on a 24-hour basis because people are asking us the questions.
Yeah.
They're in the headlines.
Yeah.
So I've been pleasantly surprised just how well informed everybody is here.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a takeaway. Oh. Very friendly people, collegial, very well informed.
And I digress. I should have asked you, give us a quick plug on College Ave Student Loans.
Sure.
Share with us what you guys do and how you're helping credit unions.
Well, segue just off the last point. We're not the federal loan program. and that's a question that we get asked all the time.
Well, when I initially met you guys, that was my first thing,
right.
and I had my brain, but you guys educated me.
Right, and I'll be very honest with you, my soapbox is nowhere near this table. I'm not going to get on my soapbox and talk about the federal loan program. It's a fine program, but we have to educate people, right? I mean, we're the private sector.
Mm-hmm.
We have a very healthy marketplace. The marketplace is growing. And the demand is significant.
Mm-hmm.
It's growing. And
so
what we do in the private sector really is what we'd like to say is we fund the gap.
Okay.
And that is we encourage families, students, get free money.
Mm-hmm. I have a little friend there, sorry.
That's the parrot on your collar.
Exactly.
Get free money, get scholarships, even take out federal loans. Because the federal loan program, frankly, is an entitlement
right.
in the most positive ways.
Right.
And that is take care of all the things you need to, and then, and only then, come to us.
Mm-hmm.
And so the way the process works is they'll get a bill and there may be a gap, and if there's a gap, then
that's
you
where
talk
you cover
to
it.
Us.
Okay.
So in general, that's our approach. And some people call us a monoline. I like to say we're a one-trick pony. This is all we do. So we're really good at it.
You found your niche and you perfected
right.
it, right?
So we've been in business now for about 8 years or so. And the company is founded by industry experts, so we know what we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
We like to think we're very good at what we're doing, and we're not distracted by anything else.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one of the questions that I get asked here a lot, and that is, who are you guys? And we love that question. We're very proud of our history.
Yeah, yeah.
And to be able to say, this is where we all came from, this is what we're doing today. And we're now the third largest provider of private student loans in the country.
Oh, well done.
So in a very short period of time, by order of volume magnitude, we've gotten to that point that now we're a national player. So when people come and ask us, who are you? Would you be my partner? We don't necessarily have to sell it. We simply say, look at the industry, this is what we do.
Right, right.
So the federal loan program, it's great. The headlines are interesting.
They are very compelling.
They're very compelling.
Yes.
But they don't affect us. And it's,
well, so that's how I've been educated, that it doesn't affect you guys.
Affect
so you're
us.
Kind of in another area,
yeah.
So to speak. So.
And kind of get into the weeds, we hear a lot about forgiveness. We don't forgive our loans. I mean, it's a straightforward approach. We lend a dollar, we'd like to have it back.
Mm-hmm.
There's responsibility there.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
But also, we've kept very close track of what's called the overall, the CARES Act. So going back to 2020, pandemic took place. Obviously, the government stepped forward. A lot of administrative work was put in to forbearance and putting aside payments. So everyone who owns a student loan or has a student loan on their credit report hasn't had to pay.
Exactly. For a couple of years. A
couple of years.
Yeah.
So high tides lift all boats. People's credit is better. And so we've seen an increase in credit quality. Now, not to say it's going to impact us, but we're watching that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That is what will happen when repayment starts again in the beginning of the year. So the effect has been more from an idea of watching how the industry is going, not a direct effect on us.
Okay.
But the last thing is, and I don't say this tongue-in-cheek at all, the publicity has been fabulous. People talk about student loans all the time.
It's kind of indirect advertising for
exactly.
you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We couldn't have paid for that type.
Oh, I know. I know.
Again, just this coverage from people coming in and say, so tell me about this. Are you forgiving loans? It's a conversation starter.
Mm-hmm. So before that happened, though, what was the conversation like with the credit union when they came up to you and go, hey, who are you? How do you help us?
Sure.
So what was the conversation like before the forbearance conversation,
right.
if you will?
Well,
or the forgiveness
three
conversation?
Three points. I mean, number one, quite simply, from a membership perspective, our credit union is providing student finance options to their members.
Mm-hmm.
And then the answer universally is no. Some have in the past, but most do not.
Mm-hmm.
And this goes back historically. Some were actually in the student loan business themselves, perhaps 10, 15 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
But that's changed drastically because the federal loan programs have changed drastically. So the first thing is we're trying to reintroduce credit unions to the idea of help families, help your members pay for college.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's the first thing.
Very important.
And the second thing is ours is a referral program, which means quite simply, we take on the originations, disbursement, servicing during the process in school, and then we take care of servicing afterwards.
Wow.
So, and we hold the asset. So from the perspective of risk, we take on the risk.
Mm-hmm.
And in exchange, then, we pay a referral fee based upon average loan balance back to the members, or the member organization, I should say. So we don't try to necessarily get over our skis when we say that. It's why wouldn't you do this? It gets you into a market that you're not today. And as they discussed this morning in a couple of sessions, this is a high-tech, high-touch world now. In essence, we're fintech. And we do preach to any organization, not just credit unions, how are you getting involved with a particular huge market, the student market, the parent market, the college market, as efficiently as possible. And that's where we come in. We can introduce credit unions to a market that they're not seeing today
in
a very efficient manner.
Right.
And we can be a revenue source. So,
well, because credit unions, they're trying to get younger. And if you can get that college crowd in, you know, that's what I keep calling the member succession plan. So we have leadership succession planning for your CEO or your executives. But hey, what about the members? Okay, yes, the age of the member in credit union land is getting older and older and older. But how do we get in? How do we have a succession plan for your members? And this sounds like a great way to do that because it's a value add
I love that you put that. Maybe I'll steal that line.
You can.
What it comes down to is everyone here today has had an experience as a student themselves, as a parent, or as a grandparent trying to help their children, grandchildren themselves through college. They've all had that experience. Now, that experience can be somewhat, let's just say, aged, and that is, back when I went to school, it only cost
A
couple thousand dollars.
I know, I remember,
right, it doesn't cost a couple thousand dollars anymore.
Right.
So just bringing people forward to think, that's right, this is the experience that you had. What would it be like today? And that's significant. So we can kind of bring it personally to bear to say, in the succession plan of your members are aging. You want their families, and that's really the equation we're looking at.
Completely, yeah.
And the families could be, it's high school students, which is significant, college students, those who've just graduated, starting a family, Gen X, and then everyone else above that.
Right.
So it's an immense market. So again, we try not to be overly enthusiastic, but we're speaking to credit unions about how you engage with that market. Mm-hmm. So it's significant. We probably don't have enough time for your broadcast.
I find this stuff really fascinating.
Right.
Because I'm been in the industry for quite a while now, and I keep seeing it getting older and older. But anytime, you know, a company or a resource or something that comes into the industry that would can help it get younger, I'm all over it.
Sure.
So I see this is what you guys can certainly provide credit unions. Not only what you guys do, what you offer them, but mm-hmm. to help them get younger too. So they can continue going on down the road for another four, five, six decades.
Paying for college, or at least even the admissions process, people somewhat call it opaque. And that is, it hasn't been the most transparent experience. And that is, how much does this cost? Well, it's not an A equals B. When you start, how much will this cost for me to go to college?
Oh gosh, yeah, there's so many variables.
There are a lot of variables, and we recognize that. And again, when I say that we're industry experts, we've seen this for quite some time.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So we work really hard with schools, with any number of people involved in higher education to make that as less opaque as possible. And then when it comes to paying and how much you'll owe, our application process is the best in the business.
Oh, right on. Okay.
And so what we do is we walk families, borrowers, through the process, mm-hmm. and we say, based upon the selected repayment options, terms, this is how much you'll owe to the penny, based upon your choices.
Good. Oh my gosh.
And so,
I like that clarity.
Right. And to say, would you like to pay this off in, say, 5 years versus mm-hmm. 15 years?
Mm-hmm.
This is the difference. It's the overall cost of loan.
Mm-hmm.
And it's almost like financial literacy on the fly,
yeah.
that people will say, gosh, maybe I can afford a little less or a little more based upon just the application process.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the other part of this that we feel is important to credit unions. The vast majority of our loans are co-signed. This is a family. This is really a family product.
Mm-hmm.
And that is, if you're 18, 19 years old, think about when you're 18, 19 years old. How financially well versed were
you? I didn't have a clue. Nothing.
And did you have a credit score? And if you had a credit score,
probably not.
Probably not.
No.
And was it thick enough, or was it too thin?
Oh, I was. Yeah, right? It was beyond thin. Yeah.
Beyond thin.
Whatever that is.
So.
Invisible.
And so now this is the first introduction to a student to realize, wow, what does this mean? I have to apply.
It's a great education.
A great education.
Sure.
What is credit?
Yeah.
And can I get this loan?
Mm-hmm.
So it's a discussion that families have, and then it's also an opportunity to say, listen, we would approve you, but in all likelihood, if you get a cosigner, anyone in your world, a sponsor,
mm-hmm.
parent,
mm-hmm.
your interest rate most likely will be better.
Yep.
So the co-signing, the family equation, the discussion, we're very keen on that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where we really direct our application process to make it as transparent as possible. And then on the back end, financial literacy is a huge initiative for us.
Good for you.
It's so important.
We were talking the credit union language right there. And we heard it again this morning.
Again
this morning in the financial health wellness message out there. So.
Right. Now, so, if I were to say to you, so let's talk about financial literacy. It's like let's talk about health. What do you mean? My mental health, my physical health, what part of financial literacy?
There's a correlation between finance
and
health, for sure.
And so we've been thoughtful enough about it to look at different elements of planning for college, paying for college, after college, while you're in school, to break down that financial literacy pyramid
mm-hmm.
to make it more digestible. And those resources that we have available, that we make available
mm-hmm.
right now through collegeapp.com, then we would share that with the credit unions. We would co-brand materials that we have.
Oh, right on. Okay.
And so that if they wanted to...
So it's a white label, again, white label it, or...?
We would co-brand it.
Okay.
We would co-brand it.
I see.
I should have brought some of the materials with me. Yeah, and we've been talking to some of the people this morning to say, listen, if you would like to do something with your community, thinking out loud, a high school event...
Oh, I see what you're saying.
We can provide these materials.
Oh.
And we would do it for you.
Very nice. Very nice.
We do it essentially in concert with them so that they don't have to do the heavy lifting of thinking through
mm-hmm.
what a high school student is considering. Even though we said before, yes, a parent's gone through it, but when it comes right down to it, what do you need to prepare your student?
Well,
what do you
need? It's a little different now than it was when we were in college. Yeah, for sure.
You go try to rent an apartment, try to get a phone.
Yeah.
Everything is credit-based.
Yes, yeah.
It's far different.
It's all digital now, which is great.
Right.
So I'm assuming you guys are as well, so.
Very much so.
Yeah.
You know, we exist online. We take great pride in our student experience. And actually, just about an hour ago, someone said, okay, this is great, but what about the customer experience? And it was a perfect question to ask me. He said, well, I'm happy you asked. Those are our customers.
Mm-hmm.
It's a referral relationship, mm-hmm. but getting down to it, they will be with College Ave for maybe the next 5, 10, 15 years.
Yeah.
It's so important that we make the bed early. It's mm-hmm. so important that, if you will, the local parenti of when a credit union has an opportunity to talk to a student, that they prepare them for repayment. So then they flow to us, mm-hmm. and so it's just an opportunity, not while they're with the credit union, but to be with the credit union perhaps mm-hmm. for a long time, but mm-hmm. while they're in that period of their lives, then they can get financial literacy material with us that's co-branded with the...
It's tremendous.
It's beneficial for us.
Well, you think about it, that's the first time in a lot of these students' lives where they're going to have this major financial decision
yes.
to make or go through with, you know,
right.
and responsibility as well. So that's a real big one, especially at that time of your life, you know. So it's a very big reality check, I think, which is needed, I think.
And listen, I know it's been a while since you've been 18, which is fine.
Just a couple of years.
But if you remember when you were 18, the world was your oyster, right?
I could do
everything.
Anything.
You were nothing could hurt you. So
mm-hmm.
okay, so I don't pay my phone bill on time. Whatever.
Ouch.
That doesn't happen anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Credit is ubiquitous.
Mm-hmm.
And so we really try very hard to get students aware of the fact that you have an obligation, the family as well. And so what we'll do, and very few lenders do this, we'll actually send a statement to a student right away. The second you are approved, you begin an application process.
Mm-hmm.
Then you go into a statement with us. And
mm-hmm.
you may owe zero,
mm-hmm.
but we're going to send you a statement every month, so there's no surprise.
Oh, fantastic.
That you begin to see through our statement process, you owe money,
mm-hmm.
and it's around the corner, or maybe a year from now, but it's important that you realize that obligation.
Yeah, yeah, no doubt.
So,
yeah, I like the clarity of it.
It's the clarity. And the other thing I just wanted to mention, it's just also just in general for credit unions to understand how the process works. We have this triangular relationship with the college university that someone would attend. And so if, let's walk through the process. Someone will come to us through a credit union, they'll apply, we'll approve you, now you're gonna go someplace.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we're not gonna disperse that money to you until we know that you're out of school. And that's a key, that makes sure that we're not simply dispersing money without it going where it should be, and that is your purchasing
Good
education.
Good point.
And so what we'll do is we handshake with the university and we'll say, here we have a student, we've approved them for $20,000. Do they need that $20,000? In some cases, the school may come back and say, you know, they only need $19,500. They make the decision on what the loan amount should be. Then we go back and forth with the school, and it's called certification.
Right.
Then we'll disperse the money, and any excess, the refund will go back to the family and the student.
Oh, very nice.
So
okay.
this way, we're not over-borrowing.
Right.
We don't, not to say it's frivolous, but we want to make sure your tuition fees are paid before we send you the money.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So that's a little back-end aspect of what we do, that when we have discussions like this more on a strategic level, people won't realize
mm-hmm,
it, but
mm-hmm.
that's really important, that what happens ultimately with the loan, it's very well taken care of. And the industry is this way.
Yeah.
It's okay. Not just College Ave.
Yeah, yeah. And so, what's the credit union reaction to that? I want to get the credit union perspective when you're talking to them about this process. So what's their feedback?
It's eyes wide open, and that is really, it's our favorite subject. It's the only thing I know really well.
Mm-hmm.
So of course I will go on and on about something for quite some time. But I think the education, what the process is, and the student experience, that's an eye-opener.
Mm-hmm.
And why would it not be? I mean, they don't...
Well, they're always trying to provide that extra value, that value add. So
right.
So this, again, falls right in line with that, for
right.
sure.
And in all likelihood, they'll take out a loan through the credit union. There'll be this affinity in someone's mind to say, I just took out a loan with a credit union. That's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Then they'll go back for another loan.
Mm-hmm. And that relationship starts.
And that relationship
right there.
Starts.
Yeah.
And then they'll be parents someday. And then the whole thing cascades
exactly.
through.
Exactly. Nice little cycle.
It is. It's a great cycle. Mm-hmm. So that's our business model. I would say the takeaway really for credit unions is this is what we do. As I said before, this is all we do. And we're really good at it. And the customer experience that their members go through, mm-hmm. that is our customer experience as well. And we hold that very near and dear to our hearts. We don't want any customer to have any issue because, again, getting younger, if you have an issue in social media...
Oh, goodness. Yeah, it's right. Wildfire right there.
Right. Mm-hmm. And so we take great care of how our brand is seen mm-hmm. in the marketplace. And we're very, very mindful of the brand experience that the credit union have as well. Mm-hmm. That's sacrosanct. It's very important.
Well said, sir. Well said. Anything else to add to wrap up? Any final thoughts here or any takeaways from the conference? Or
I suppose it's interesting that the takeaway also that we're seeing in our conversations is once the light bulb goes off, and that is, gosh, this is a good idea. We do say this is not an organic experience. If you want to really grow your business, work with us. Mm-hmm. We'll have a playbook. Mm-hmm. We'll help credit unions market to that college age market. It's not something necessarily that they're involved with today. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So fine, they could put a student loan on their website and mm-hmm. just sit back and watch. Mm-hmm. No, you can't do that. It's really important that their members understand the college planning experience. And they may not see that necessarily today. And we'll give the members as much information as we have today.
Yeah.
So the credit bureaus don't have to do it.
Well, and this process is sometimes, I don't want to say sometimes, it's most likely, it's overwhelming. It's very daunting for us, somebody at this age, and even for the parents as mm-hmm. well. So to have somebody like you guys come in and provide not only the process, this easy process, but the education to kind of back it up. Oh my gosh.
Right.
What a feather in your cap that is.
So I don't want to use, you can use the word no brainer. I won't say no brainer, but.
Wow, what a no brainer.
That's a great takeaway.
You're right. Yeah, I mean, but, you know, again, going back to the credit unions need to get younger, this is a great way.
Yes.
Just another tool in their quiver of arrows, if you will, to
right.
use to help get themselves younger. So, yeah.
And that's what we hope to do. We're not going anywhere. We'll continue to get involved with as many events like this as possible. It takes a while. Listen,
yeah.
it's something new. Mm-hmm. We realize there's a repetitive message that they have to hear. Everybody here has been so supportive. And I think they're starting to see, there's Bill Ayers again from College Ave. Okay, he's a good guy.
Recognition.
So we will continue along sponsoring and doing all we can for the association.
Good deal.
Looking forward to it.
All righty, Bill. Well, thank you so much for that education.
Okay.
And getting to know College Ave a little bit better. And we appreciate the time and look forward to chatting
Likewise.
Again soon.
Okay.
All right, sir. Well, thanks again. Appreciate it. Thank you very much for your support as well of our coverage here at the Nakumo's Conference in Hawaii.
All right.
So, yeah, good stuff.
It's been a pleasure.
Studio Lounge Interviews brought to you by Nakuma, OM Financial, and College Ave Student Loans. This episode brought to you by Origins, origination technology for today's credit unions.